The most popular artist of them all to visit the all-night show with me was Marty Robbins.
Marty Party.
And people would come into the studio there. We had an audience because what a showman he was. Let's play a little bit. We called them Marty Parties. Marty Robbins. It's time now for Marty Robbins.
Oh, yes. Oh,
please don't. Oh, my goodness.
Marty says he got off the plane and started sneezing.
Yeah, just a little bit. You know, I get it every year this time. You know, but if I get just a little bit cold when I start sneezing, and just about a 25-yard walk and the wind was blowing, you know, and it started sneezing. But I'll be all right.
I know you will.
Here on the Bill Mack Show, everything's going to be all right.
So glad you could come by and be with us tonight.
You know, it's been a long time since I was here.
Yeah, it's been 2 years almost.
Yeah? Has it really been that long?
Yeah, almost 2 years since you sat in with us.
Good night.
Year and a half.
But I didn't know it had been 2 years, or I'd been by here before now.
Every time you're on, we get mail for months.
Well, the reason I come by is because you act like you really enjoy me coming by and no one else does. So that's why I don't make many of the radio shows anymore. Anybody sees me come, they hide the guitar and lock the door.
Now, that's not true, you know that. You'd be surprised how many disc jockeys write me and say, how can we get a hold of Marty?
You just tell them to write to me. I'll go out there. I love it. No, I could just sit and play and sing for hours and hours and hours.
Of the hands that you've been holding for so long.
Oh, my boy. Marty Robbins. Marty from the House of Robbins. You folks having a good time here?
Yeah! Hey, he's great, man.
He will ring the bell.
Do it two times. We do it two times. Are you going to make any more movies? You got that on the agenda.
You know Larry Mahan?
Yes, I do. You know,
they have a script now for Larry and I called J.W. and Billy Bob. Now, I don't know if it's going to go through. They're talking about it, you know. Of course, people talk all the time about movies. But when they write a script, you know, they're pretty serious about it. And the script has been written for it. So we might do it and we might not. It just depends. We'll find out, you know. I hope we get to.
Larry's a good pal of ours. He loves country music.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Saw him on nice TV guy. The other night. He was the other afternoon. He's doing a lot of stuff now, I think, for one of the networks, rodeos and things. They're bringing rodeos to the networks now.
Yeah, he was on the Dinah Shore show a few weeks ago.
Tell me about Dinah. Let me ask you a couple of questions here about Dinah Shore. I sure like to see you on the Shore show.
Oh, I sure love that Shore show. She really is a fine lady.
She acts like she has a crush on you.
Well, I have a crush on her, too. She's a good-looking woman.
Put in a good word for me when you get out there.
I gotta speak for myself, man. That's right. She really is a fine looking woman though, isn't she? To me she is anyway, you know.
Bruce Reynolds has gone with her now for how long? Oh wait, Bert? Bert Reynolds.
Oh, don't let him hear you call him Bruce. He'll smash you.
If he's listening this morning, I was kidding out there, Bruce. Bert. A little aloha oi.
I'll never be able to make it tonight. I know. I'm ashamed to even try it, really.
Well, don't try it if you don't want to. This is.
Because I know I'd never make that part.
How about now is.
That wasn't too bad right there, but I never would do it again. It wouldn't happen again. It wouldn't come out right. When I get hay fever like this, I can't do a falsetto very well.
Do you remember Now Is the Hour? That's a beautiful quiet song.
Now is the hour when we must say goodbye.
You know what? Now there's one you ought to record.
Sirukatuki and Erasmus.
You ever get the butterflies when you record after recording as long as you've been recording?
I don't ever get nervous, but I really look forward to each session. Just
well, you
like
sound
to look
very
forward
relaxed
to,
on it.
To each show, you know. It's still a big thrill just to be able to get up and be on the stage, you know. I never get tired of doing it. And it's always exciting. I always look forward to every show because, you know, I get to see different people. So I hope that I never get the feeling that it's a job, you know.
Yeah.
I'm always afraid that it's a dream and that it's, I'm going to wake up and have to go back to work tomorrow morning. You know?
Well, that's a good attitude.
I sure hope I don't. Man, I tried that 6 months, and I don't like it. I had 8 different jobs in 6 months once. I worked just long enough for payday, and I'd quit. I couldn't take it. I just did not like it. I'm not lazy, and I don't mind doing manual labor, but it's just that I didn't like to get up early to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I'd have to get up 6 o'clock in the morning, you know.
Well, what did you do during the span of time?
Well, I worked as an electrician's helper, a mechanic's helper. I worked on a well drilling rig. I worked as a carpenter. I worked as a truck driver on a brick truck. Let's see, what else? I was an ice man. Can you imagine me? I only weighed 134 pounds at the time. This is the truth. Nobody will believe this. But I used to carry a 100-pound piece of ice up 2 flights of stairs. I weighed 134 pounds. I had to do it. It was either that or make 2 trips. Now, buddy, I could make 2 trips up them stairs. But I carried it. Every Tuesday and every Thursday, I carried it. 2 different places. 100 pounds of ice.
You got your job finally on the radio station out in Phoenix, right?
Yes. KPHO in Phoenix, Arizona.
Did you like that job?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Was it an early morning show, or was it...
At first, it was an early morning show, 7:30, and then they let me tape it. And that made it better, because I could come in the afternoon and tape it. Because, see, I worked at a little nightclub in Phoenix until 1 o'clock. And then, you know, I just barely get to sleep. Well, I really wasn't having the sleeping problems then. But I wouldn't get to sleep, you know, until 3 or 4, you know, because... I'm really excited after a show, and I just don't go to sleep. I got to lay there and think about it. You know?
Maybe that's what's brought you the insomnia. You're still excited about the music.
No, I know what brought me that.
What?
I made a trip to Texas back in 1952, and I was doing all the driving by myself, making 600-mile jumps every night, drinking coffee and taking no-dose tablets. Every night, I would have to work from 9 until 1, and I'd, you know, taking 500 and 600-mile jumps all over Texas and Louisiana for 2 weeks. And I remember the last jump I made was from Shreveport to Phoenix nonstop. And I was wide awake when I got there and wide awake 4 days later. And all I was taking was no-dose and drinking coffee.
Who are some of your favorite entertainers? I mean, I'm not talking about this country, but if you had to mention, say, 2 or 3 of your all-time favorites that you like to sit around and listen to at home, on your
stereo. Talk or sing, you mean?
Singing, yeah.
Well, if I was going to listen to a singer, you know, and for songs, and the way he said his words would be Gene Autry. Because I think Gene Autry had the finest selection of songs, him and Ernest Tubb. Anybody that likes country music likes all kind of music,
that's
really.
Right.
You know, if they really like country music, they like all kinds of music because it's not really the style of music. It's the song, you know, and what the singer does with the song.
Oh, how about that?
A lot of truth to that, too.
He was the greatest showman to ever be on our show, or he got the greatest response. Heard that live audience there?
Love it.
Marty Robbins. One of a kind. Yep, just another one of a kind.